All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend. It's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, Thanksgiving boo-boo babies.
It is definitely the week of thanks. The week of thanks.
Yes. Gratitude.
Yes. How's it going?
It's going good. We're here again.
We are. So we recorded this episode yesterday. Some shit happened in true 2020 fashion. So we're back at it again.
Here we are.
Yes.
Because we can't go out sad. We have to do our diligence, our due diligence, which is getting an episode out to you every week.
Period, poo.
So here we are. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good.
Well, damn it. How's your week?
Shit, I need the week to be over.
I know.
But my week, thankfully, it's a short week. Tomorrow's my Friday, so.
Thank God.
Amen. Hallelujah. My weekend, Friday, I don't remember what I did. I don't think I did anything. Saturday.
It's so seems so far away now.
Saturday, had a picnic in the park, me, you, and Ty.
Hey, Ty.
Over at Purple. And Prosper.
Yes. Hey, Ty.
You guys know we love Ty. You know we love Purple and Prosper.
Yeah.
Had a little picnic in the park. Super cute. Mm-hmm. If you're in Los Angeles, Lassen's.
I'm like, what?
It's a little store you went to grab some little small bites. Mm-hmm. I had never gone. It's good. So if you're in Los Angeles or if you have a Lassen's near you, highly recommend. 10 out of 10.
Take advantage of it.
Take advantage. And then what else did I do? Saturday night, went on a date. Mm-hmm. And Sunday, we went skating at the beach. Mm-hmm. And we had margaritas. We really need some new wheels for our skates. Follow our skate page, Brown Girls on Wheels. There's no O in brown and there's no... Maybe there isn't. We're going to put it down in the show
There's
notes.
There's no I in girls.
We're going to put it down in the show notes.
Yeah.
Brown Girls on Wheels if you're into roller skating.
Yes.
And yeah, that was my weekend. How was your weekend? What did you do?
Friday, I kept it low key. I just folded some laundry, washed so that I could prepare for my honey's weekend arrival.
weekend with honey.
Exactly. And then Saturday morning, I went to go take care of my grooming needs to prepare for my honey's arrival. The twofer. And then what did I do on Saturday? Oh yeah, same thing, picnic with Ty. And then in the morning, on Sunday morning, my boo and I, we went on a bike ride and then came home and then did the skate vibe, the triathlete.
Right.
I'm like, okay, my leg said, you don't even do this all the time.
Right.
What are you doing, girl? But it was good.
Yeah.
It was good. And now here we are.
Move your body, girl. That's what you were doing.
That's what I was doing, okay?
The way you ride, girl.
Hey.
Makes the fellas go.
That's
Ooh,
true.
Your body, that girl.
That's true. It makes the fellas go.
The way you ride, girl.
The way you
makes
ride it,
the
girl.
Fellas go.
Ooh. Yes. That, okay. Yeah. Yeah. All that. That's my theme song. Mm-hmm. Move your body, girl. So, yeah. I was moving my body like a snake, mom. Girl. And
that was a good song.
The Nina Sky.
Yeah.
They had a moment in it.
Walk up in the club looking fly. Isn't that what they said?
Yeah. You know what else song they sung? Nina Sky had a little moment. I'm not going to lie. What? Omi Canto. That with a remember I was singing?
Borera.
No.
Oh no, who was that?
You singing the big pun about it? But they did say Boricua, Morena, Dominicano, Colombiano, Boricua.
That's what I was singing.
You said forever. No. I mean, you said Boricua, Morena.
Whatever, shit.
I just learned they said Morena anyway, because I looked up the words. I said, is the bitch saying Boricua forever or Boricua?
What is she saying?
She said,
Boricua
is like Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Morena, brown.
Oh.
Dominicano, Colombiano.
So is that all of what she is?
No, I think they're just shouting out like, yeah. And Omi Canto is like, listen to my song.
Shit, I didn't never know what they said, but my ass was like, Omi Canto, Colombiano, and roll my ass. Oh.
Boricua.
Yeah, that was Morena, me for sure.
Dominicano, Colombiano. Yeah. So, yeah, that's that. That's that on that.
Cool.
What's good? New week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So, this is the part of our show where we usually will dish tea on hot topics, things that are going on in the world. So, what are we talking about today?
So, first of all, did you watch the verses with...
I didn't.
It was
so what happened?
Ghetto. So the thing is, I wasn't fully tapped in. Maybe it wasn't in, I don't know. I had heard some shit about Jeezy and Gucci Mane having beef, but it's deep rooted beef from 20 years ago. They had this So Icy together. You know that song?
Oh, damn.
I'm icy. I'm dancing said. Like Jack.
So yeah, you were. So I said.
Yeah, that.
So all these girls excited. Ooh, you know they like it. I'm so icy.
So they had did that. They were once
such a little player song.
They were once friends. Something had happened. I guess they were fighting over who owned the rights to the song, which led to some street beef.
Okay.
There were rumors saying that Young Jeezy sent his homeboys to invade Gucci Mane's home. And in the middle of the home invasion, Gucci Mane killed the homies.
Oh my God.
And he beat the case in self-defense. And so that was their feud. That's been their feud for the past 15, 20 years. And it's
That's a lot. I would not be doing the verses with him.
My nigga.
We just couldn't. We couldn't. So, we just could not.
They did the verses. And in the songs, Gucci Mane was talking about it. He was like, I'll send three more. I send them back in a box to you. Talking about the homies.
But
he
said that in a song or in real life. He was saying that on verses.
He said that part on verses, bitch.
Ugh.
After the song went off, where you know he was talking about what happened, and then Young Jeezy was like, you know, when we talked on the phone as men,
it was cool.
We talked about, basically. I guess they talked saying that they weren't going to talk about. I don't know.
Yeah.
But Gucci Mane probably was like, I don't give a fuck.
But damn, it's kind of harsh. Anyway, I did see. Oh, well, what were you gonna say?
So it was ghetto. I didn't watch the whole thing.
I had seen. I seen Young Jeezy was talking to I think Big Boy, and he was talking about like his experience on Versus, and that like it was real tension in the room, like really thick. But he wasn't gonna throw away everything that he's
worked hard for.
Yeah, these past 20 years.
He has a talk show now.
He does.
That's what I heard.
I thought it was just Jeannie Mai. And let himself go back like to where he was 20 years ago. He's like, I just had to, you know, be the bigger person because I guess it was.
Oh, I think he said that on Breakfast Club too.
Oh, okay. Same script. Yeah, he said it on Big Boy in the Morning. Remember that?
So that happened. Mm. Then I guess at the end, they ended up performing So Icy together.
Okay, cute.
And after all the disrespect, Gucci Mane gonna say,
"You my
no,
brother.
No disrespect, all love." Like, my nigga, there was so much disrespect.
I didn't watch it.
It was a hot mess. I didn't watch the whole thing. I said, you know what? This might not be for me.
Yeah, the tap out.
It might not be for me. There's some songs that I like from each, but
not this time. Not this go around.
It was like so much tension. I'm like, y'all gotta find some different matches for these verses battles.
I'm kind of tired of it, honestly. Truly,
I would like it if it was a match that I really enjoyed.
I'm kind of over it.
So yeah, that was that.
Okay, what else is going on?
Summer Walker went ahead and
unveiled her child to the world.
She's pregnant by what's his name, London on the track.
My God, what a dum-dum. I mean, I'm just going to say it.
My thing is, London on the Track now has a track record.
Did. Not taking care of these kids.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you would want to have a baby by somebody who you, like, literally go back and forth with every other week, unfollowing, breaking up,
it's the toxicity. It's toxic. And furthermore, why would you want to have a baby by someone who has shown over and over again that he's problematic in the father department?
It's very sick.
Stop thinking you're the exception to the rule. These are patterns.
She probably said, I'm having my little baby. It's very tacky.
So she's having a baby by him. Of course, London on the Track, the other baby mamas have came out speaking their piece, like, he need to pay my child. He need to pay this child support. He's not claiming this kid. He's holding one of the babies hostage from the mother.
Yeah. So, and where's that baby at? It's
Summer,
not with him, is
Summer
it?
Walker is standing on the Instagram with her cami tucked into her panties.
Yeah. She's like, see the child. See the baby. It's blooming. It's growing. Our family. Every time I see somebody pregnant, I did what's best for my family. Yeah, she's doing what's best for her family, okay? She's doing what's best. She looks crazy as hell.
She does.
She really looks crazy. And the enhancements to the face.
Didn't enhance her face, though. Her face looked fine before she went under that knife.
It's just the little bit of work that she's had done that's just dragging me by the booty cheeks.
She did something to her nose.
She did something to her whole face.
What else did she do outside of the nose?
It's a lot.
Oh, okay.
I feel like she had, like, some sort of cheek implants or some shit, did some funky shit. I don't know. In other news, Megan Thee Stallion, her big body,
Megan Thee Stallion dropped her album, which I am enjoying. What is the name of the album?
Good News.
Okay. Addressing Tory, the best friend, giving us plenty of Instagram picture captions.
Yeah.
And then she also gave us that performance to Body. The body, yaddy, 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 yaddy.
The TikTok challenge.
The way she throws that ass, I just could never.
I wish I could. I'm like, somebody show me. I think that's probably innate for her.
Because she got a big ass?
Yeah, she's been throwing that thing for a while now. I just wish. If I could get one cheek and slap it in between my two cheeks, then I'd be standing right next to her. Man, and all those girls in that video.
And they were throwing their asses too.
On the AMAs too, I'm said, oh wow.
They got it, girl.
They got it. There could have been none of us sitting there next to them throwing it.
Bitch, please.
We would have been looking crazy trying to break our backs.
I would have been looking like, that was what would have been moving the top of my body.
It would have been beady, 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 beady,
beady, beady,
the quiet body.
Once you set the category as body, I'm like, this will be something that's not for me. I know what
this actually isn't my category.
Yeah, I know what I can rock with and I know what I can't.
Yeah.
So
the category is body.
She looked bomb. The amazing song is catchy as fuck.
I wasn't crazy about it.
The way
first
she was throwing her ass. And that's what I'm saying. I think she knew. Well, I'm sure she thought it was a great song, but the dance coupled with everything else has made it a thing.
Yeah, like, yeah, for sure. It's going to be on TikTok. It probably already is.
I'm sure it's already on TikTok.
Yeah. And you know what else? She rolled it out like a challenge. Whenever people roll the songs out with the dance moves in a challenge-esque manner, then it always blows up like Mike Jones.
Drake tried to do that with Toosie Slide, and it
He did. He really did. But it was on TikTok.
But I don't think it. I think he was trying to do another In My Feelings challenge.
He was, and it didn't work.
And it did. Sometimes.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work the way you expect it.
Luckily, this time it went over for Megan because she was trying to get another savage. She was trying to get one.
She hits did it,
TikTok,
though.
TikTok, when I dance.
On that demon time.
My starter OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Big beat. And that beast dance of bands.
If you want to see some real ass, baby, here's your chance. To go left cheek, right cheek.
Drop it over and swing. Texas up in this thing.
That's a classic. And Megan put that on Good News.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Man. So, yeah, shout out to Megan Thee Stallion.
Shout out Brick to House Megan. Brick House Stallion. Shout out to Megan for show.
Yeah.
I guess that's the tea this week. I can't think of anything else that happened.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's that on that. But what's always tea here are the ratings in the reviews.
So here's your challenge.
The challenge.
The category is ratings and reviews.
Period, Pooh. So okay. The ratings and the reviews on this show are how we get up in the ranks. Mm-hmm. It's how this podcast becomes more accessible, visible to other people in the world. And we can't go on there leaving ratings and reviews ourselves, so we're depending on y'all.
Period.
We're depending on you. Please help two sisters out.
Period, poo.
By leaving your rating and review, especially if you come here week after week.
Now, if you come here week after week and we 4 years in, there's no excuse.
None.
There's no excuse.
None.
Do your part, okay?
None.
Do your part, because we're doing ours. And
I'm going to say it again, none.
We're doing our part, so you do
we
yours.
We do our part showing, we do.
Come on.
And if you only knew. If only you knew. The trouble we went through between
how much I do.
Yesterday and today.
Y'all, oh, you already told them that this we didn't get a chance to say
I didn't
this.
Tell them exactly what happened. If you want to tell them, you can.
Well, we recorded this episode. Everything was great. Everything was saved. Brittany went to go edit it, and the external hard drive was corrupted.
It crashed.
And I'm like, it is not even Mercury retrograde. What in the hell?
Okay.
So that kind of threw us for a loop, but here we are determined, persevering like Black women do.
So please, do a couple things for us. One, please leave a rating and review to lift our spirits. And go on over to Patreon, which we're going to talk about in a second, to help us out because we have to pay for hella shit.
Right, we need now. A new external hard drive.
Yes. Okay, so this review comes from I Hear What You're Saying. She says, finally tithing. Okay, so I'm finally here to write a review. I've been listening to the BGB podcast since the start of the pandemic. I know, it's sick that I haven't written a review even after all the dragging and church announcements. I had to start from episode one because that's just the kind of person I am. And I gotta say, these ladies have been doing God's work from the first second of the first hour of the first episode.
Period. Poo.
They truly have a gift. I've learned so much from them and their guests. And the timing was perfect because I couldn't socialize in person as much due to the virus. But I felt like I...
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent,
providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today. And it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story. But now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast.
Had my homegirls right by me the entire time. The thing I love the most is that they provide quality content while being Black AF. You don't find that often. Ladies, please don't stop doing what you're doing.
If the Lord says the same.
Right. And the ratings and the reviews say the same.
Period.
We won't.
We won't. We'll keep coming on here. Keep on keeping on.
We'll be here. Oh. Ignore her.
Ignore her.
Okay. So another way that you can support this podcast is via Patreon.
Yes. Patreon is our exclusive community where we share extra tidbits of our business because we can't come over here and say whatever the fuck we want. So if you want more exclusive tea, more personal touches, bonus content, extra goodies, make sure you join us over there on Patreon.
If you want the real.
If you want the real, real deal, okay?
Yeah.
I think that's all I usually say about it.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's lit over there.
Get over there. Get
join us.
Get your asses
that
over
information
there.
Is down in the show notes. Unfortunately, we don't have any new patrons to shout out this week.
Which is a shame on y'all.
Which is.
It's a shame on y'all.
A little disheartening.
Yes.
It's a little disheartening. So if you rock with us, please support us over on Patreon.
Yes. So last week's episode, the affirmation that we shared is, during trying times, I find ways to gracefully cope with uncertainty. So part four of our Finish Strong series was all about liminal space. A liminal space is the time between the what was and the next. It is a place of transition, a season of waiting and not knowing. In last week's episode, we discussed the emotional discomfort that exists when the black and white boundaries have been removed from the predictability and order of life. We recall times we've experienced the liminal space, as well as provide practical tips to help navigate this tough gray area. So we shared a lot of tea about liminal space last week on social media, which was really cool because you all were being kind and gracious enough to share your experiences with the liminal space. And we had a little banter back and forth in the comments. So if you haven't listened to that episode yet, make sure you do. I feel like it provides us with the language to express what we all have felt at some point or another.
Right.
So, yeah.
So that's there for you.
Mm-hmm.
The homegirls were feeling that episode.
Yeah.
Relatable content.
Period. So, you know how we do it.
So that series is over, the Finish Strong series. And now, since we're in holiday season in the week of Thanksgiving, we thought it would be appropriate to talk about all things surrounding the holidays.
Yes.
What we're thankful for, what we look forward to with the holidays, and also addressing those who may be feeling some loss or grief during this season, because it can be extremely difficult processing those feelings during this time mm-hmm. of the year. So that's what we're going to chat about today. It's not a part of a series, just a standalone.
Standalone.
But hopefully you all find the information valuable, entertaining.
Enjoyable,
all of that good shit.
Yeah. Today's episode is brought to you by Clorox. When it counts, trust Clorox. The same way we trust essential workers to provide the care they give to us, our families trust us to give them a safe and protected home. Our community heroes trust Clorox to keep places like hospitals and grocery stores disinfected. So I know I too can trust Clorox to provide my home with a safe environment that I can thoroughly enjoy. Usually I use a little bit of Clorox bleach in my whites to brighten those puppies up. But lately, with the change of season and just infection rates going up, I've been using Clorox bleach on my hard, non-porous surface, my high-touch areas, which would be my appliances, my door handles, all the things that people come into my house and touch on. I don't want those germs living in my home. So lately, I've been doing that to keep things nice and tidy. You too can do the same to keep your home nice and tidy. And just remember that when it counts, trust Clorox.
So first things first, Thanksgiving this week. Yeah. Bitches love Thanksgiving. Well, this bitch does.
No, this bitch too.
It's the food. It's the family. It's the laughs for me.
it's the dog show for me.
Oh, that's Thanksgiving. I thought that was Christmas.
No, that's Thanksgiving.
We didn't watch that last year.
Oh, we just did. I think it was on, but we didn't. We weren't watching it. We were having a different type of time last year.
Yeah.
But typically, the dog show is on, and we're watching it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So meals are cooked. Some people, family, make them wait all day to eat. Mm-hmm. Some people get their food done speedily and sit down and have dinner at the table. My family was usually the, we gonna eat whenever we eat. There was never a set time.
Us either.
There was never a set time. And we for sure have never sat down at a long table, even though we had one. We had a dining room and everything, yeah. But we never sat our asses down there and ate. Yeah. As a family, it's just like, go and get your, say the prayer. We say the prayer
around
together.
The food.
One year we had to go around and say what we were thankful for. That was weird. But then after that, everybody takes their plate, go eat in your room, living room.
In the room?
Wherever, bitch.
You know, it changed, like, for a long time, we did the same. Gran would be pissed off. She would cook all day. She used to cook all the food.
That was my grandma.
Which is just like,
and
oh my God.
My grandma cannot keep a kitchen clean, bitch. It would be, you saw, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the little tornado. The little tornado.
Not little,
in the kitchen.
Bitch, hurricane, but you can call her slurricane.
No, for real. But Graham would be cooking all day. The food would finally be ready like 3:30, 4. And one year she tried to live out her dreams and be like Big Mama from Soul Food. No. That was, she just wanted that so badly. And a couple of my cousins started fighting, and she was
Hold
just.
Hold on. They were fighting at Thanksgiving?
Yeah, not a fist fight, but like a really passionate argument, heated, where it escalated and they like left. And she was sitting there with her little apron on, hand on head, slumped over like I just
wanted it. Why can't we just get along?
Yeah, I just wanted it to be, you know, like Soul Food and Big Mama. And I'm like, please stop using that reference. I'm like, please stop using that reference. But yeah, I love Thanksgiving still. It's my favorite holiday.
Oh, it's your fave?
It's my favorite, my all time. I mean, it's Halloween. No, it's actually not. It's Thanksgiving. And then close second would be New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Uh-huh. And then Christmas is Same. Third. Same. Christmas is third.
Same.
Yeah. I love
and
it.
And I'm very particular about the spread, the Thanksgiving spread. Like, I feel like we have to have the necessary pieces, dressing, yams, greens,
mac and cheese.
Some years, like, we would merge with my auntie and there would be like a casserole.
Okay, no.
One year, my grandma forgot to make the yams.
Okay, hell no.
And I didn't eat.
You are just stubborn.
I
Come
said,
on.
Fuck it. I don't want it. We don't have yams.
Hell no.
But, yeah, so Thanksgiving is exciting, and it's usually a holiday where people express gratitude, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
what they're thankful for. So, what I'm thankful for this year are a few things. We have the basics, like I'm thankful for my health, which is magnified during this year with yeah. COVID-19. We yeah. say that all the time, like, I'm thankful for my health, but bitches are really thankful
this year for real,
because we have been faced with some shit. So yeah. for sure, thankful for that. Thankful to still have my job when people are losing their jobs,
resources,
but yeah. Really, I'm thankful for breakthrough.
Come on. Cue the Mary J.
thankful
Blige.
For breakthrough, because 2019 was really trash, dealing with the breakup from a long-term relationship, not really fully breaking it off, dealing with drama, mm-hmm. fuckery and foolery,
the F and F,
emotional manipulation, mm-hmm. Ghetto,
just a lot, yeah.
And the bitch feels like
a
my
lot of
sunshine
baggage.
Has come,
yeah.
And I'm no, all cried out.
There it is.
And there's no more rain in this cloud.
Why do we have to say no more rain?
Because that's how she says it. And there's no more rain. In this cloud, there's no more rain.
There's
in this
no
cloud.
More. Lord.
Yeah, there's no more rain.
Yes.
So I'm definitely thankful for that, because, yeah, that don't be easy.
No, hell no, it's not easy at all. Mm-mm. Hell no.
That don't be easy.
Hell no.
But yeah, what are you think? What are some things you're thankful for?
For sure, like you said, health and wellness.
Health and wellness.
The job, for sure. But on a non-base, well, I am honestly really extremely grateful for my family. I always talk about how much I love my family, but this year specifically, my family dynamic changed. My mom got married in the beginning of the year, at the top of the year.
Which is crazy.
It's crazy to think that that was only 11 months ago. But, you know, we have a really great blended family, which feels like, nigga, we've been here before and we done did this shit before. Mm-hmm. But my mom got married, my stepdad has a son who is my brother now, and the way our family has just bonded over the last 11 months or so, yeah, about a year, because remember we went out for Wook's birthday to
was that our first hangout? No.
That was our first. I think we had already been doing family night a little bit. We had already been doing family night.
No.
No? What did we do last year for my birthday?
For your birthday, we went bowling. Oh, yeah. So.
And Jackie and Jack were there. So we were already kind of like blended from the summer-ish.
Yeah.
But it like really.
But it started to become, it was a regular occurrence.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily family night, but it was family hangout.
Hey, family hangouts. Yeah. So just the way our family has just bonded and really grown together in this last year has just been really, really special. And I'm just grateful that my mom is as happy as she is and that Jack shows up for us the way he does. It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I'm grateful because motherfuckers don't be having family. And I came from a terrible family.
And that just goes to show that you can always create something new.
Yes.
You don't have to stick with what you know forever. There's room. There's opportunity.
I shouldn't have said terrible family. It's not terrible, but it wasn't like, I feel like I have a really healthy, I don't want to even say normal.
Healthy family dynamic.
But it was dysfunctional for a while. Not with just my mom, but you know, just like.
Just overall family extended.
Yeah, it wasn't always the way it is now. And now I feel like, okay, I have a healthy family dynamic. It's like healthy here. Mm-hmm. So I'm really thankful for that. That's one of the things that I'm thankful for. Are you thankful for anything else?
I'm for sure thankful for the growth of this podcast. We've been doing this podcast for 4 years, and this is the first year where we've really been able to monetize it. Like between Patreon, which has grown tremendously.
Yeah.
Since we started it last year. So we're super thankful for everyone who shows up and supports us there. But we've also had a lot of ad partnerships.
And opportunities, brand partnerships.
Mm-hmm. Which
we've always wanted.
We've always wanted, yeah. And we it feels good to know that we're being compensated for
the work,
our contribution. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not even on a like, okay, pay us, but like, yeah, pay us. Yeah. Cause this is like a work that we do that we're passionate about.
It's a work that we love to do.
Yes. And we want to do this full time, you know, encouraging you all being, vessels for the Lord's work.
So that makes it seem feasible.
Yeah.
It makes it seem feasible. Like
pay the ladies.
It's not just the like complete missionary.
Yeah. I'm tired. I don't want to do that. I love y'all so much. I really do. But I'm just not here for that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that, the missionary
work. So thankful that we saw things, we see things that we imagined.
Yes, yeah, see, been, currently.
Yeah, we see things that we imagined because that's been on plenty of whiteboards.
Yes.
It's been on in journals, passion planners.
New moon, full moon.
New moon, full moon over candles.
Period, okay.
Burning sage and all the motherfucking shit.
Calling it in. Manifesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been wonderful to see how we've grown. I'm very proud of you. I'm very proud of me. I'm very proud of y'all because y'all are a part of this. It's not just Germany and Brittany. This is our community. And the more we're all collaborating, because it's very collaborative, our community will grow. So Period. If you want to bring other people into the community, just make sure that you're sharing, that you are reposting. That would have turned into something else. But seriously, like,
no, really.
That's how you know. If you love something and you find value in it, just share it. I mean, there's enough of us to go around, baby. This ain't a train, though. The little train. You ain't running no train.
No trains are being ran, period.
But it's enough.
But it's enough. So, yeah, I'm definitely thankful for the growth and for the evolution.
Come on.
For this podcast.
For the ascension. Remember when Nipsey's mom said, and then I rose.
I bent over to pick it up.
And I was in the position of ascension.
She said that.
I was like, whoa.
That's some deep. I'm like, girl. She's like,
I was in the position of ascension.
We're in the building. You're out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, homegirls, I don't know about y'all, but it seems like the colder it gets outside, the thirstier my hair feels. So, I recently started using Aussie hair products, which have been giving me back so much moisture. I've been wearing protective styles all quarantine, but in between them, I like to nourish my curls with Miracle Moist products. So Aussie's Miracle Moist shampoo and their Miracle Moist conditioner, chef's kiss, baby. From cleansing to styling, even for day 2, 3, and 4 hair, Aussie has you covered, and the products smell amazing. My favorite products are from the Miracle Curls collection, 10 quality products with nourishing formulas and Australian ingredients that provide moisture and protect my curls. Aussie products are also PETA certified, cruelty free, so they love all types of hair and the little animals. Plus, they're easy to find and affordable. Wherever you shop, you can find Aussie products starting at $2.99. Super affordable. Learn more by following Aussie on Instagram at Aussie Hair USA. So, yeah, I'm thankful for you for sure because.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm thankful for you because I feel like we really push each other.
Yeah.
In the podcast and outside. So.
Yeah, we do. We do. And, I will echo those sentiments because now we're giving flowers. Mm-hmm. I am especially grateful and thankful for Brittany because honestly, we have a community within our community.
We do.
And it's right here in our little hometown, in our little.
Yeah, we live 4 minutes from each other.
Yeah.
We work together. We're friends. We're family.
We're here. We are literally together like, I would say like 5 days out of the week.
No.
Seven?
No, bitch, like three.
Brittany, no.
Four?
Probably or
okay,
more.
Mondays for sure is our, we're always together.
And then usually we see each other at some point throughout the week, like 2-3 times. And then we'll see each other on the weekend at least once. Like, okay, come on. Okay. But
the relationship.
Right. Exactly. We're in an LTR.
Yeah.
The relationship. But it's been, I always tell Brittany, like, I'm so thankful because usually this is for sure on Wednesdays when we have family night, I leave and I don't come back home until.
I'm like, what happens on Wednesday?
On Wednesdays are family night. Mm-hmm. And Brittany always makes sure she walks the dog, which is just such a big help because, you know, y'all know what it's like when you have a fucking dog.
Right.
And then, like, I'm already in Long Beach. My mom lives in Long Beach. And I don't be wanting to push back to San Pedro to go back to Long Beach. Right. So Brittany just always makes sure she stops by the house and walks the dog. And it's just a really a big help. And even little things like she took him to the groomer last week.
Yeah.
Like I can schedule little appointments. It just feels good to know you have somebody to lean in and lean on.
Period.
Because that matters. It makes a big difference. So I'm especially grateful for
the count on.
Period. Okay.
The count on.
And I'm thankful for my new relationship. Mm-hmm. My budding relationship.
The bud. The little bud.
The little bud. I wasn't expected to meet somebody as like dynamic as I have met my partner. Mm-hmm. Okay, now he's really my partner. If you've been around on this episode, if you've been in this podcast since it started, y'all know I used to call my ex nigga my partner, but he really wasn't my partner. But
the
now,
lies,
the lies, the lies. No, I felt deep down I wanted partnership, and I wanted
to
wanted like
him to be your partner.
I wanted him to be my partner, but he wasn't showing up as partner material. But like my new babe, I'm just gonna call him my babe,
right?
No, the new. My partner now is like really a partner to me, and it just came out of nowhere, out of the pandemic. It's very serendipitous, and I think this is the first time that I've been in a relationship that's
girl,
been...
Girl, I thought you were about to say this is the first time I've been in love.
I was not about to say that. I've been here before.
Okay.
But this is the first time that I felt like grounded in love. I will say that. It's the first time that I felt like genuinely like happy, healthy, safe. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Cue the what are those called?
The core desired feelings.
Cue my core desired feelings, okay? Bring them all up. So yeah, I'm really, really thankful. I feel like I've been blessed. I'm like, God, wow, you really smiled on me. You really smiled on a bitch.
Smiling on your children.
And sometimes seriously smile down on your daughters. Keep her in your hand. Sometimes I'd be thinking like, oh God, well, all the time I'd be thinking, you better not leave. The anxious attachment
oh, stuff. Yeah, I'm thinking, guys, you can stop mugging at me now.
Who, me?
No, God, the this face. The mug on me. Breaking up your family with 416. Like, my nigga, hey, smile on your daughter. The take off the this dance. He been, God been having.
This girl.
I'm just kidding, but I'm not. I'm just kidding, but I'm not.
God, ooh. Smile down on my sister, on your daughter.
Please.
Oh my God. But sometimes I be thinking like, boy, you better not go nowhere.
Dead.
I'm like, oh God. But it's
and you're
just
back to the streets.
And I ain't going.
Back to the streets, straight at my old nigga. He was just a lease.
And I'm trying to purchase this one. This one I'm trying to finance.
The rent to own.
I'm trying to finance, so I don't really want no shit. But yeah, it's been a blessing.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I'm thankful and I'm grateful. It's good.
Yeah.
What is your, is that all you're thankful for? Not all, but.
But no, that's not all, but those are.
Those are some big ones this year.
Yeah, the big things that I'm thankful for sure.
So, if Thanksgiving is your favorite, what, how do you feel about the other holiday seasons?
I enjoy, this is the thing, honestly, truly, like the holidays, like when the holiday season rolls around.
Which is like November 1st.
No, shit, that should be rolling around as soon as Halloween. I feel like Halloween.
That's what I'm saying. After Halloween is out the way, then we're like holiday season.
They start posting, they start putting shit up in the stores. But anyway, yeah. I'm not really a holiday gal in the sense of I'm not super festive. Mm. I've never had a Christmas tree as an adult. I've had one as a kid, and with my family, we always had Christmas trees, but I've never had one myself. I don't put up Christmas decor. I don't get hella giddy. Like, oh my God, holidays yeah. are here. Mm. Holiday cheer. none of that. I mean, I do go to holiday functions because they're functions. I go Period. To holidays.
I go to functions year round.
So it's just like that's the
Christmas
theme.
Or not.
Yeah, that's just the theme of the function.
Period.
But I don't really like the holiday season. I think because the weather is gloomy. I'm a summer baby. I like to be outside. I like to be in the sun. I don't like the cold. I don't like the cold. I don't like the dark. And yeah, I'm just not super festive. So when the holidays roll around, I just be like, whatever, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And Christmas, bitch, is a check.
Yeah, it is.
It's really consumer-centered, capitalistic. And I like to receive a gift. And I like to receive gifts. And I do like to give gifts, too. But I just don't like the getting all the gifts at once vibe. I know some people start shopping earlier, but I've never been that type of
me
girl.
Either.
Uh-uh. I'm doing it in December and I only get paid twice. So I'm trying to figure out how to fit all these gifts into two motherfucking checks. I'm not the one who sees things like, oh, I can get this for CC. I can get
I know.
This for in
I'm
August.
Not that.
That would make it better.
I'm not like, that person
oh,
either.
She would love this. I can have this in the stash for when Christmas comes around. I wish I thought like that, but I don't. So
I don't either.
Come December, I'm running it up.
Yeah.
And I feel like, oh, hell no. So I don't like that part. Uh-huh. I don't like that part. And when I had a nigga to buy gifts for too.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to cash out, spend a check and get it right back. And right. I'm like, now I got to spend a check on you, Xboxes, PS4s.
Oh, hell.
And his birthday was in November. So it was like back to back.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, I just got. And now I have to turn around and get.
And get. I just got and now I'm getting.
One year I was like, we don't need to exchange gifts. We need to go on a trip. Knowing good and well that nigga wasn't going nowhere.
So you kind of got out of it that year?
I did. But then he was looking for trips. I'm like, okay, we'll book it.
It's like, well, what are you going to do?
I would have. I don't know. But anyway.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel about Christmas. It's just always kind of been a chore.
A to-do.
Outside of the actual day, which I enjoy.
Yeah.
The getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Burden.
I agree. You know what I thought about this? And I know there we have people. Whatever. I don't give a damn. This is how I really feel.
Okay.
I don't really like gift exchanges.
Mm.
I don't. And I'm just being completely
like
honest.
Like when you say gift exchange, like Secret Santa? Or
I don't like it.
Or you don't like exchanging gifts at all?
No. I like exchanging gifts. Okay, so this is the thing. I'm not crazy about Christmas. Okay, come up out your sweater then. It's
I
getting hot in here.
The oven's on. Jeremy's cooking yams for Friendsgiving.
Shit.
But
I'm not crazy about Thanksgiving. I mean, Christmas. I'm crazy about Thanksgiving, bitch. I'm not crazy about Christmas because I didn't grow up. I was about to say worshiping. What am I talking about? I didn't grow up celebrating hella. You know, we weren't Christmassy people.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like, oh my God, Christmas. It wasn't a hella gifts type of vibe because my mom was probably using reverse psychology on us.
I think she was.
She probably was because she's like, I take care of y'all all throughout the year, which she did. And honestly, my mom was the kind of person where she would just pull up with like shoes for us every month in the backseat. Take a shopping like every month. It didn't matter, you know. So when it came to December, she was like, don't be on my neck about Christmas this, Christmas that, because y'all just got shit in November, you just got shit in October, and it's people who waiting around till, you know, one time a year to get something. So she tried to use that on us. And I think it worked because I never was like, you know, like Christmas, Christmas. And I still have those sentiments to this day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not crazy about it. And I know, and I'm becoming more comfortable with the fact that, like, I don't like gift exchanges. I don't like Secret Santa gift exchanges, because when I gift my friends a gift, I don't necessarily need it to be like a price point, right? And I don't need it to be like a one for one. Like when I find, when we do a gift exchange, I'm not thinking like, I'm gonna get Brittany this one thing and she's gonna get me this one thing and then we'll be swapping. Cause then it's like, I could have just bought myself what I wanted for the $20. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get it.
And that part just, I just can't wrap my mind around. I'm like,
it's
I don't.
It's better when you do gift exchange and you just get to get something that you think the person will like.
That's what I like.
But sometimes it doesn't work like that.
I know. And that's why I don't particularly like a Secret Santa or a little like get a coordinated gift exchange because mm-hmm. it's like, okay, it's not like a surprise. It's like, I kind of already knew I was going to get this because I put it down. And I just bought somebody something and they just bought me something. It's just a circle. Mm-hmm. But I really like gifting my friend. Really, you're my only friend that I be shopping for Christmas.
I shop for you and I shop for Kayla.
Yeah. And it's easier that way. I feel like it's like, oh, I know that Brittany will like this. This will be something that she wasn't expecting, but I know she needs.
Right.
Or she'll like. Mm-hmm. So I really like that vibe. But otherwise, I don't like the Christmas thing. It is too expensive. Like,
it gets crazy when people just start feeling like they have somebody on their list that they have to get something for. That's when you start getting random ass pajamas, socks,
yeah,
things that are just whatever.
Or when you're getting shit for your coworkers and I'm like, hey, stop buying me gifts.
I never did that.
Stop, take me off your list. I want to tell this in October, don't put me on your list because you are not on my list.
Yeah, don't give me
anything. I don't even have a fucking list.
But some people just like gifting, so.
I know, but then it's like, the obligation there because it's
but
like
one day just don't and see if they keep gifting you, you know, like I honestly didn't intend to get you shit.
I know, but at this and point we've been giving each other gifts.
That's why you gotta nip it.
I want to so badly because I want to say, hey, but I don't want to seem like a Grinch, but in reality I want to be like, I really don't want to do it.
It ain't about seeming like the Grinch. I don't want to seem like Santa.
That too.
Shit, like, fuck the Grinch.
The Blanta.
I don't want to seem like Santa if that's not what I want to be.
Period. I'm like, I don't want to do this. It's not my favorite thing. So here we are.
Yeah.
Ugh. With the seasons changing, what have you been doing to take care of your immune system?
I've been taking my Care of vitamins. Care of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan that helps you feel your best today and supports you long term.
All of Care of's products are formulated with good for you, clean ingredients that are backed by science. It's the science for me.
It's the science for me too. And you know what I love about Care of? They have this in-depth 5-minute online quiz that asks you questions about your diet, your lifestyle, and health concerns to help you address your specific wellness goals.
Yeah, that quiz is super simple, easy to take. I loved it because it was personalized for me. That's another piece that I love. All the Care of vitamin packaging is personalized. So you know you're getting something special.
Curated just for you.
Yes.
So for 50% off your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code BRAVADO50. That's 50% off your first Care of order by going to takecareof.com and entering the code BRAVADO50. I think Christmas is good for the kids. Like, if I had kids, I would definitely be more festive, I think. I mean, it might still be pressure. I got to get these kids a tree. Got to wrap all these presents.
You would.
But at least it's a purpose.
Yeah.
You know, making the kids happy. I would be more driven to do it. I don't need a tree and decor for myself.
I don't either. But it's because we're not.
I'm just not festive.
Festive because my neighbor has something out every fucking.
She's festive.
Girl, she just put lights up in the window.
I saw him yesterday when I went to get, or today when I went to get the last.
I'm like.
I'm like, these two?
Girl. I'm
Ben
like, girl.
And Kristen. I'm like. The fuck?
Girl, and they light up.
One thing about them, they gonna have some shit.
They gonna decorate. I'm like, oh shit. I was feeling like, do I need to put a string of lights on my door? I don't, but
you
I'm
actually
like,
do not.
I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not my thing. So next year I'll probably be not doing any gift exchanges. I'll only be gifting gifts that I want to gift.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on period. So don't be mad at me. Honestly, I don't care if you're mad at me. Radical honesty. Damn. I'm calling a spade a spade.
So yeah, that and then New Year's Eve. I love New Year's Eve. But New Year's Eve in LA are kind of underwhelming. I've had a couple that were nice. Mm-hmm. It definitely takes some planning, some coordination, and knowing the right people. It's not a place where you can just, in my opinion, pull up anywhere, especially not like in Hollywood, and have a great time.
No.
it's not that type of vibe. I don't know. Maybe there are it's some places just like club. Maybe there are some cities that are like that, but I know LA isn't one of them.
And the clubs are so like watered down. That's really all you would be doing.
My plan this year.
Unless you have an exclusive something or another to get into.
Which I usually have had in past years.
And that's when it's like nice and fun. It's not small, like.
It's intimate.
Yeah.
It's a home vibe. Nice.
It's not
home.
Basic. Like, okay, we all at the club and we spent a fucking arm and a leg to get in here.
I've did the club a couple. I think I've did the club twice. Once as a couple thing and then.
Last year was sort of a club, but it wasn't the club.
Yeah, it was like a hybrid.
Yeah, it was like a lounge type vibe, which was cool.
Yeah, but anyway, so this year I'm supposed to be on the East Coast. Well, I will be on the East Coast, but I'm hoping that...
Shit ain't locked down.
I will be doing what I was intended to do for New Year's Eve. Because I'm just was like, I cannot be in LA another year. Suffering.
Dead at the suffering. The suffering, Brittany, the suffer.
Suffering.
This girl is so dramatic. Brittany, I think you're more dramatic than me.
Oh, bitch, you know that's a lie.
I think when it comes down to stuff that you really don't like, you'll be like eating leftovers. You're so dramatic about that. You'd be like,
I do not.
I'm like, oh my God, it's a leftover. You're like, I don't want it 2 days in a row. I can't eat spaghetti another day.
I can't
eat that. And now you're saying you're suffering.
Because I want to be celebrating, having a good time.
And you'll really be miserable. You'd be like, it's so boring. I can't believe I had to sit through that. I had to pee on the couch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're absolutely fucking right. I cannot be on the couch.
Oh, my God. Well, this year, things will be different.
Yeah.
Claiming that you will be on the East Coast.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. Let's just hope that I'm there doing what I thought I was going to be doing.
You'll be there.
Yeah.
It'll be a good vibe. I'm hoping my New Year's Eve is good this year, too.
I hope so, too.
Prayers. Say a prayer for me, because if the shit keeps going like this, I don't know what's going to happen.
I know. I mean, if I can't go, I can't go. But my intention is to go. But honestly, truly, I've already like kind of mentally prepared. If I cannot go, like I'm going to be like, fuck, but I'm not going to be like, distraught.
I'm going to be down in the dumps.
Sorry.
I really am.
Start mentally preparing.
I started mentally preparing, but I don't want to put that into the universe. I don't want it to be real.
Okay.
I'm like, Lord, just let me get back. Let them shut everything down on January 18th. Dead. Let them shut it down then.
Anyway, yeah. So yeah, that's how I feel about the holidays. But you know, everybody's different. One thing that we said in the beginning of the episode though is that a lot of times the holidays can be a sad reminder for people who have family and friends who are no longer with them.
Yeah, because that's what the holidays are about.
It's about
being with family.
It's about family, friends.
Sharing, you know.
All that good stuff.
Yeah.
And with this year, with COVID, a lot of people, 250,000, over 250,000 people have lost
loved ones. Yeah.
It's sad. And on top of that, some people just have grown estranged from their families and the dynamic has changed. So the holidays just aren't joyful for everybody.
Yeah. And even if it's not necessarily a loss, it's just that empty space of lack. Some people won't even be getting together because they can't. Yeah. Not saying that some people are more afraid than others, but shit, some people are really taking the distancing seriously and they're like, okay, we won't be getting together. Which really changes the way we'll be celebrating.
For sure. And how we'll be feeling.
And
how we'll be coping. So we wanted to give some tips and some suggestions to help anyone who may be dealing with loss, grief, or just a different type of holiday season.
Yeah.
And offer support because we're always here for you. So the first step would be to acknowledge that the holidays will be different and they will be tough.
Yeah.
It's normal to feel that way. You are not alone. They're different and they're tough for a lot of people. And sometimes we can find a little bit of comfort in that. Like, you know what? It's not just me.
Yeah. I'm not the only person who won't be with my family or not the only person who's lost someone this year. And just as a disclaimer, we aren't saying that we've personally lost anybody.
I haven't lost anyone to death.
No.
Which.
Thank God.
Just speaking on that, I really don't know how I'm going to deal. Hopefully I can reference this episode. There's been some episodes where when we talked about it, I hadn't necessarily experienced it. But when I came back, I'm like, oh shit, that's helpful.
Yeah.
But you already know how I feel about death. It's a lot for me to even think about. So
yeah, don't take it there.
I'm not going to take it there today, but my God.
Yeah. But yeah, like you mentioned, acknowledging that things will be tough, feeling your feelings, knowing that they'll be different, but you aren't the only one.
You're not the only one.
No. Another way to cope is to just start a new tradition. Decide which traditions you want to keep and which ones you want to change. So if that looks like leaving an empty chair for your loved one, if you want to go out to dinner instead of cooking, you want to plan a trip for a change of scenery, whatever that looks like, it's okay to shift, change, pivot. It's good.
Yeah, doing something new.
Hell yeah. You know what? That would be cool. Like, what? Since we're not into Christmas, like using next Christmas to go somewhere or do something. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, a good way to cope is to express your needs and set boundaries. So sometimes when you're grieving, you may find it hard to participate in all of the festivities. Or it may be hard for you to let go. Or you may find that you need to let go of traditions that just aren't a fit for you anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what? As an adult, I realize that this is not really my vibe. This is not something that I really want to keep. I'm trying to break apart from it.
Yes.
And so it's okay to tell people that you're just not up to it. Like, I can't make it. I'm not in a good space. That's triggering for me. I can't participate. And change your plans last minute if you have to. You have the right to do that.
Period.
And hopefully people understand, but if they don't, you got to take care of yourself.
Yeah, it's about listening to yourself and trusting yourself and doing what works best for you.
Yeah.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio. And let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against the backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL
at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
Taking a break from social media is another great tip. That's totally necessary. A lot of images will be circulating of people with their families, the proposals. Now, I hate seeing the motherfucking proposal.
Why?
I like to see it, but you know, before, I'm like, damn, that should be me.
That should be us, but you're playing.
Exactly. You know, shit like
there's
that.
There's a lot of proposals.
Triggering.
There's
the envy.
I know there's proposals, and that's why we gotta take breaks. But yeah. There's proposals, there's pregnancy announcements, people that may be dealing with fertility issues. It's like, fuck.
Yeah. Like, you're just not in the place you want to be.
It's a constant reminder of what you don't have that you desire sometimes. Yes. So if it's triggering, if social media is triggering for you, which is completely understandable,
delete the app. Take a few moments.
Take a few moments. I've been off social media for like a month now. Mm-hmm. And it's been pretty pleasant.
Time flew, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Time did fly. It's been pretty pleasant. Like, I go in there to do my work shit, but...
You're not just...
I'm not scrolling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incessantly. So, yeah, take a break, you guys, because there's going to be a lot of things that we see, and we are in control of what we take in.
It's just being proactive and getting ahead of it.
Hell yeah. It's the getting ahead of it for me.
The getting ahead.
Yeah. What about,
speaking of getting ahead, a good thing to do is plan ahead. So sometimes the anticipation of how hard something is going to be is worse than the actual event. So we know that Thanksgiving dinner is one day and it only lasts a couple of hours. But sometimes the agony of, oh my God, Thanksgiving is coming. It's going to be different. Grandma's not here. Auntie's not here. Whoever is no longer here. This is just going to be motherfucking different.
Exhausting.
I'm stressed. Yeah. I'm anxious. It's a lot. So sometimes it'll be good if you can like create a plan for how you plan to get through this holiday to kind of offset some of the anxiety and the anguish.
Mm-hmm.
And that might look like you're going to drive yourself to the event. So when you're ready to go, when you've had enough, when you've reached your bandwidth, you can be like, all right, I'm going to head out.
Yeah.
You don't have to sit there and press through it. You can pack your shit up and go.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
just knowing, I think the reality is like, just knowing that you can leave at any moment gives you reassurance where you can go enjoy as much as you can and you can leave. You don't feel stuck or like, you know, you have to be someplace. It's just a matter of like, okay, I'm done here. Like you mentioned about bandwidth, and then you could roll out. You can go in peace and come in peace. Come in peace and go in peace.
Yeah.
Both. Lastly, don't be afraid to ask for help. If you're struggling around the holidays, you know, just remember that you can remind loved ones that this might be a tough time. You can also remind them that, hey, enough is enough, and just feel comfortable reaching out for support. So if that looks like a friend who you can lean on, who's non-judgmental, or if you need a support group or a therapist, this is a great time to start tapping in with resources and community so that you feel like you have someone you can lean in and lean on.
Yeah. And deal with your grief in a healthy manner. And for those of us who may not be experiencing loss, if you know someone who has experienced loss, we can use this opportunity to be there for our people.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Sacrificing, making sure you're just showing up. Like, hey, sometimes it's hard for people to reach out. So you know what happened. Be like, hey, you know, I got you. I'm no pressure, but I'm here. If
I'll bring you
come,
a plate.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people aren't. Some people travel back home to be with their families. Some people are not this year. So if your family has extras, leftovers, I don't know if you guys are inviting people over, but you could be like, I got
you. Bring
you.
Them a plate.
Yeah, I'll bring you some.
You can't come, but you can get a plate.
Period. I'll drop it off for you. Or is there anything that I can do to assist you? Whatever that looks like, take your time.
Yeah.
Do it graciously.
Show up for your people.
And be kind to yourself, too.
Yes, definitely give yourself some grace. Show yourself some compassion. Know that you're not alone. Know that it is hard. Grief is not a linear process.
Mm-hmm.
You'll go in and out of the feelings. It's just very hard during this season, but we got y'all and y'all got this.
We got y'all. So...
So
now it's time to pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem.
Let me pull this up.
So while she's pulling that up, so we're going to do something new here with the picking up a pen. We're dropping the gem because we be falling off a little bit on this segment. But that's because we don't be having that many gems to try. But we know there's a lot of small business mommies, black businesses,
products that you all have that sometimes y'all slide in our DMs for us to try. So if you have something cool that you would like for us to try and review and share if we're feeling it, you can contact us at contact@theblackrubbervato.com. We'll send you our P.O. box. You can send your product. We'll give it a try. If we're feeling it, we'll share it here during this segment.
Yes. So today, nobody sent this in, baby, but...
Let me say something real quick.
Yeah, let her. Oh, yeah.
If you are my mom, if you are my mom's friend, if you're my auntie or a family member, this portion, an older family member, an elder.
This is where the show ends.
The show ends, okay? It's time to go for you now.
Finish. Okay, we gave y'all a moment to get out. So anything you hear beyond this is because of your own fault. So what we're sharing today is the OG clitoral sucking vibrator. And this is a product by Tracy's Dog. This is a really funny name. I think that, of course, they did this to be discreet. Like, you don't know what the fuck Tracy's Dog is. Yeah. So, Brittany, take it away. Let them know what this is.
I got a vibrator some months back, right? A little nice little vibrator. I read the reviews about it. It was the reviews for me. Mm-hmm. The ladies were saying that this shit was mind-blowing.
The soul sucker.
Yeah, the soul sucker.
So that's what it's called on the website, too.
So I was like, let me get me a little toy for multiple reasons. One, I want to tap into self-pleasure, really, you know, be in tune with my sexuality, and also have a little bit of, I'm Patty.
The Evelyn Lozada.
A little bit of fun.
The Evelyn Lozada.
A little bit of fun. So my toy came, my Tracy's Dog, OG clitoral stimulator vibrator came.
Literal sucking vibrator.
And the first couple of times I was like, oh, okay, you know, it did what it had to do, whatever.
Yeah.
But baby, I unlocked a different level. Mm. I unlocked a different level one night. I was using that thing and my soul was definitely sucked.
Dead.
My soul was sucked. I'm telling y'all, I was making so much noise. I was trying not to make any noise. I was trying so hard not to make any noise, which I'm usually pretty good at, but bitch, I lost it. Vibrators make you lose control.
It was
done. That was me in my bed. And then my dog was crying. I was hoping that my neighbor didn't hear me.
It was the, let's go.
I was hoping my neighbor didn't hear me. Bitch, I was sweating. I'm sweating now just thinking about it.
Oh, and
I was
telling Germany. Getting you hot and bothered?
I was telling Germany that I had a wet dream. So Germany ordered her one.
Yeah. All that to say, I've ordered mine.
Germany ordered her one. Ladies, listen. I think that this is definitely a stocking stuffer.
Oh, a stocking stuffer.
Charlene put it on her Secret Santa.
This?
Yeah.
How does she know about it?
Bitch, it's all over the interwebs. If you're tapped in, you know. It's not really a secret.
Oh, I didn't know.
She had a little soul sucker on her list.
But, I am dead. Baby. I am dead. Yeah, I ordered mine. I said, okay. Oh, here's that couple vibrator that you were interested in. The vibrating panty.
Yeah.
But instead, this is the actual controlled vibrator. Bitch, with the soul, with the clitoris.
That's the one you should have got.
Ooh. Me and my boo would have been going crazy.
You should have got that one. But 10 out of 10, highly recommend this vibrator if you're looking for a little bit of winter fun. We will put the information down in the show notes. This is not sponsored, but baby.
If you want to sponsor us, you can.
If they want to sponsor us, I'll be the spokesperson for it. I will.
How long is 10 meters? Oh, it's okay. I know you're not good with that type of stuff. But this remote
one. It's
not
the size of a Mandingo.
No, I said how far is 10 meters.
Oh, that's how far you can be.
Yeah, oh, okay. 10 meters. I mean, which is kind of cute, I guess. Like if you're in the bed, they're standing by the door or something sexy. I don't know. But anyway, you know what I really loved about ordering this product? Because it hasn't touched down yet. But when it does, I'll be touching down.
You got to come back and give us your review.
Yeah, I'll be back next week because mine will be here on Friday. Okay. But what I really liked was, pardon me, it's the Prosecco. I really liked that it was so discreet, like the ordering process. Mm-hmm. It didn't even show up on my bank account as Tracy's Dog or like OG clitoral sucking vibrator. I seen TK Dog.
It shows up in an unmarked box.
And I'm like, why is there some dog products on my bank statement? Who been grooming their dog. Their
dog on my dime.
I'm like, who's taking care of their dog buying fucking dog food on my goddamn? And then I said, oh, it's my OG clitoris sucking vibrator.
That's funny.
So mine will be coming to Brittany's house on Friday because it couldn't go to my mom's house. All my mail and packages go there.
Yeah.
But the girl would have been like, so what'd you get from Tracy's dog?
That would have been funny.
All up in my business. So mine's will be here. Mine will be here. And I'm excited.
I love it.
To have my soul sucked.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's.
So if you want your soul sucked, that this is for you.
This is for you.
Tell them we sent you.
Yeah.
It's a sweet treat for sure.
So. And I mean, this is perfect for Christmas. Like you said, a nice little stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
This is a real gift shit at this point.
If you didn't have, if you didn't get one, that would have been your gift. Soul suckers for Christmas.
You get a soul sucker. You get a soul sucker. You get a soul sucker. So yeah, tap in. Let us know what y'all, if y'all get it, DM us.
Yeah, let us
let
know.
The girls know.
Let us know your stories.
Are we,
a soul sucking segment?
Send us your soul sucking stories. Okay, that would be great. We love a self-pleasuring story.
Yeah.
Send it on over, girls.
Right.
All right, I think that's it. You guys have
that's it for this week. We hope you all have a beautiful
great Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Be safe.
Be safe. Take care of yourself. And yes. We will be back here next week.
Love you.
To chat with y'all.
Bye. We'll be right back.